about 2 litters of hogs a year in this hog barn. I'd like to step it up to about 4 litters a year and feeding out the hogs, possibly sell half of those 2 litters a year weanling pigs. There seems to be a good demand in this locality for weanling pigs and feeder pigs. The rest of them probably I would fatten out and sell on the market.
Well, when you use the term hogs, does this take in all hogs, all kinds, all ages?
Well, to me it does, but you've got other terms that you use, shoats or hogs, anyway from weanling to possibly 150 pounds.
Now these are males?
No, they can be both, male and female. Feeder hogs, as we call them, shoats.
Uh-huh.
Or you commonly call them, but...
Now what's the word, the feeder part, what's that supposed to mean? That means they're
that
for
they're
meat?
For market, yes.
Uh-huh.
And,
now other hogs, other than feeder hogs, what hogs would there be?
Well, you would call brood sows, and breeding stock, of course, that's gilts. That you'd save out for breeding stock.
Uh-huh.
But otherwise, it would be all more or less classified as feeder hogs.
Would gilts be called anything else?
No, they wouldn't be called gilts up to the time they have their first litter.
Uh-huh.
In this locality. I don't know if you'd find that maybe in your experience that'd be something different.
No, no. Not really. But breeding sows.
Would be called sows.
Mm-hmm.
From the time after they have their first litter, then they're classified as sows.
I see. But
in putting them in tax form and stuff like that, you classify them after the first litter, they're classified as sows.
Uh-huh.
Or,
but not before that.
Not before that. Mm-hmm. You come in to sell them, and you would generally. If I'd take a bunch and take them to sale, they'd be called first litter gilts.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next time, if they were having their second litter, they'd be sold as second litter sows. So on, it's anybody's guess what they are after the second litter, because they can be sold for. It's like selling a horse in its age. They used to sell a horse for 5 year old, regardless of was
mm-hmm.
maybe it was 15. That's the thing that.
I see. Well, how about the males now?
Well,
what would you call them at various ages?
They're just called male hogs or boars.
Uh-huh.
Up to usually they get them male hogs up to the first a male. You go out and you buy a male. You take him to community sale and. You sell a red boar. I sold one out here the other day at the community sale. I loaded him up and took him out there. He's about possibly a year and a half old.
Mm-hmm.
Big, great big animal. They call them boars, and they're listed right just like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, so that would be the way they're classified.
Now in some localities, they take a little bit of care not to use the word boar when talking around women.
Well,
I wonder if that's true here.
No. I went into community sale and the gal in the office said, "Do you want the? Is that all you had in sale? That red boar?"
Uh-huh.
Well, that's just common among the people that
mm-hmm.
that handle that every day. It's just a common word.
Yeah.
No difference. I have
no different around your home here either.
Well, I don't use that term. I use male hog all the time.
Mm-hmm. I see.